Welcome to episode 378 of the Permaculture Pimpcast, where PIMP stands for Permaculture is My Passion. The only Pimpcast on planet Earth where we discuss permaculture, preparedness, and practical living.
Permaculture PIMP with Sobel Grace in a PIMP cast where we find our place.
Oh, good here. Good to be here with all of you. Okay, this episode, as always, brought to you by Hickory Ridge Soap from twooldcrowshomestead.com.
Turn that simp into a pimp.
Bam! Air, water, healing. That's what I'm talking about, folks. I just got the latest model in the mail today, so I bought one last week. This is the personal one that I've been looking for. Oh, my goodness, man. At least since this time last year. I was looking for them. I couldn't find them anywhere. They're constantly sold out. And these are the ones that, you know, you can wear around your body. So if you're out and about or whatever, and you're around some people that may be putting off a most melodious air, or maybe they got something that just ain't working out with you, this is the one you use. So you can wear it. And then the cool thing is you could even put it on your kid's backpack if you had to send them off to school or whatever. So this is a pretty handy little thing. I was really excited about this. And the thing that made me think about it is I was speaking at a conference winter last year, and there was a lady and her daughter that came up wearing them. And I was like, my goodness, where did y'all find those? I've been looking all over. Every time I go, they're sold out. They're like, oh yeah, we finally got one. And man, you know, it's kind of cool wearing it because we don't get sick. And I was like, okay, cool. So finally got them in. You can, like I said, it's got the little lanyard here, and that's the only reason I'm doing a little show and tell. Finally got this thing, came in the mail today, and all you got to do is push the little button in the back. I don't know if you can see the blue thing there.
Not with these glasses on. Yeah. Ben and Maria, you know who they are. The audience probably doesn't. They've been around they've been watching for a long time. They were at the first Back to the Land Festival quite a few years ago. But he texted me, I think it was this morning or yesterday morning. It was yesterday morning, talking about how he got one of those personal ones. And his constant runny nose went away. And he's like, this is the first time I've been able to sleep through the night without having to blow his nose or being congested or whatever it may be, using that little personal one. And he works for the post office. So who even knows what he's coming in contact with?
Yeah, no kidding. So, it's just good to be able to tell folks, hey, man, I test this stuff thoroughly and I'm letting you know when I find it. So, airwaterhealing.com perma will get you 10% off. And like I said, I felt so long before these people were ever a sponsor, I bought one for you guys and, somehow I lost your son. I don't know why you're not.
Yeah, no, it's there's some issues going on that everybody's saying. It's like, they're getting half view of you and then, a full view of me, but now it's all screwed up.
Yeah, folks. I don't know what. Well, as long as they can hear the audio, I guess. Okay, there you go again. Okay. Who knew? Yeah, so they've been messing with us. And speaking of messing with folks, I can't say with any kind of, you know, high degree of certainty, but I know for a fact, based on what all of you have told me, just based on some of the videos, that all of a sudden the hype button goes away whenever my videos pop up, or you get no notifications even though you're looking for it, or you're trying to leave a comment and you can't do it. And the front porch talk I did yesterday, I'm going to expand on it a little bit today. That's going to be the main topic today. But look, the powers that shouldn't be, they don't want this. They don't want high vibration stuff getting out there, okay? So that's exactly why we're doing it. So.
What, Dad, you almost sound like a Marchy saying that.
Well, no, what I'm saying is that it's low vibration. And that's not my intent at all. I mean, it's low vibration. Fear is low. Is low vibration, okay?
I get you.
And love is the highest vibration you can give. So that's exactly, I'm not getting all metaphysical in a weird kind of way, nothing like that. Homie, don't play that. I'm just saying, They want to keep you in that low state, just like that show. What was that cartoon they had with the monsters would jump out of the doggone closet and they'd scare the kid? Remember that?
Monsters, Inc.
Okay, so what they were openly revealing to everybody exactly how it works. So what they found out in that show, and it's been a long time since I've seen it, but I remember it was they were openly telling you exactly how it works. What they figured out in that show, that cartoon, of course, is that when they can go ahead and fill up the banks and everything with the low energy stuff, but man, when they made a kid laugh, what happened? High energy. It made that thing just, you know, their banks top off in a big way. And that was just telling you exactly how it unfolds in life. And yeah, they use Hollywood to do that sort of thing. So yeah, they're telling you. So they want to keep you in a low vibration state. They want to keep you in low energy. And I'm not playing along anymore. So I'll cover that here in a little bit. Speaking of, you know, energy, folks, I'm really, really close. I mean, so close. Everybody keeps asking, well, what works for EMF? You know, what's going to help bind it up? What's going to help move it? I've been testing, and William, to a lesser degree, has been testing another product I'm not yet ready to talk about. I'm going to have the guy, the doctor, actually, who's behind it on the program next month. Michelle and I have been sleeping like a million bucks with this thing. I felt so good about it. I mean, I bought two of them at the Healing for the Ages conference. It worked so well. I said, you know, when something starts working, what does that tell you? When you start thinking, okay, I'm getting suspicious now. It works so well that I said, okay, I'm going to buy four more of them, and then I'm going to buy the personal ones, and they're right here in this bag. I'll tell you what it is on Wednesday next week. So I'll have that doctor on, and we're going to talk about it. He was one of the speakers at the Healing for the Ages conference. Like I said, folks, I'm spending my own money to go out here and buy things to test them out. And I'm never going to tell you, folks, if I don't see the needle move in a big way, in a way that makes sense, I'm not going to tell you about it. So anyway, I'm working on that one for all the people that were saying, hey, man, when are you going to let us know about that EMF thing? I'm testing actually two of them at the same time. One of them, it may be working, but I can't tell because, to be honest with you, a lot of this stuff, you cannot really, unless you have very specialized testing devices, you don't really know what it's doing. Now, through functions testing and stuff like that, you can find out, but not everybody's going to have that access. So anyway, I have seen a massive difference what this thing is while using this thing. And like I said, I will tell you by next Wednesday, because that way I'm going to feel very, very comfortable about it. You do have to reset them, and you put it outside for about 15 minutes, put it on the ground, let this thing reset, and then you're back to business. I mean, man, I'm just so more chill. Things are way laid back. And even when I sat here the other day and went on an all ice cream diet, just joking, but no, I mean, just ate more junk than I should have. Even then, y'all, still slept like a million bucks. And usually if I step out of line when it comes to what I'm eating, I'm going to pay the piper. So, yeah, this thing seems to be working quite well. Anyway, we'll jump into farm news.
Real quick, that thing seems like it would be a good idea. Like, if you're on the move a lot and you carry around, like, a purse or a backpack or something, it might be worth carrying around in there.
Well, that's what the smaller one's for. Okay. And then in your vehicle, because believe it or not, these vehicles, and Eric Sider pointed this out to me. I'm glad he did, because, and I still got to go check it. But apparently Jeff Lawton was saying that these newer vehicles put out even more EMFs than the electric vehicles. So I need to check that. I need to find out. And, you know, taking one of these and putting it under the car seat is apparently one way to mitigate that. So I'm going to give that the old college try as well. So it's good to be able to have some good stuff to take to let you guys know about. And like I said, I could care less if you use my discount code or whatever. But if I can find a way to save you guys money on the process, you better believe I surely will. So anyway, I'm jumping to farm news. Son, would you like to kick it off first?
Yeah, I got some exciting news. I have some marines. Okay, so we've had 2 to 3 nights of almost like freezing weather. Last night was definitely freezing weather. I'm going to film a video on this, but I planted some moringas on the south-facing wall on a brick house, right? And they're still vegetative. The leaves are still green. They start dropping leaves once it hits 50 degrees. But because they're up against this thermal mass, this microclimate, this brick wall, they still have green leaves. They still have all their leaves. I think maybe one or two have gone yellow, which is shocking for moringa because they don't like cold temperatures at all. That is typically, if it's going to be perennial, it's a strictly like tropical plant, subtropical plant. They don't like cold at all. So it's doing just fine. The comfrey is completely, I planted it with the comfrey as well, but it's completely like unaffected by the cold temperatures. The garden that I applied the compost extract in and the soil saviors extract is doing fantastic. I just thinned out some cabbage the other day. My beets are doing awesome. My best of all, my carrots are doing awesome, which yeah, like some people probably understand how difficult it is to grow some freaking carrots, especially if you're not doing the board method. I didn't do the board method, nothing like that. Yeah, things are, despite the random cold temperatures in November in East Texas, things are doing fantastic. I think it didn't even get above much above 50 degrees today during the hardest part. So that's exciting. Microclimates work. I'll be showing a video that proves that here soon.
Wow, that's really awesome stuff, son, especially being able to do moringa like that. Wow. For the folks in the chat right now, while you were talking, son, I got to scan the chat a little bit. Want to thank everybody out there. If you would hit that thumbs up, homesteading pastor in the house, Bill Zegley, ban everything. And of course, I would imagine Renewed Homestead is in here. Yes, they are. So, you know, the deal with Denise over there, she's going to make sure everything goes copacetic in the chat. Now I did see somebody, I think it was Pastor Lon, said something about only seeing half my face on my screen. Everything looks fine, folks. I really don't know what's going on. I think these folks are,
I think I figured it out, Dad. I think I figured it out. So like for some reason now we're streaming both horizontally and vertically. So there's like a vertical shot of you and then there's a horizontal shot of you. So if you moved to your right, like a couple of scoots, the other right.
No, son, I was just looking at it live and I was like, okay, I think I need to go this way to make it work.
No, Dad, you got more out of frame. I'm looking at the screen right now. Keep going a little bit more. There we go. Now you're in the center. If I
get any further away, I ain't going to be able to get this mic.
I don't even know why it's streaming like vertically right now. I didn't set it up that way.
I don't know. I'm blaming your mom. I just heard her through this door. So I don't know. Maybe she's going to come up here and square it away. Anyway, folks, just, hey, okay. Pastor Lon says, that's it. Hey, just, okay. Yeah, I didn't touch anything. She's in here asking, did I touch something? Why do I always have to be the blame?
We heard her. Hey, Mom.
Yeah. Michelle, we'll just drive on with it. Somebody says, looking good.
It's a new setting.
Okay.
You have a vertical option and a horizontal.
So okay. You got to sit right in the center then, Dad, of that desk.
Okay, I'll do what I can, but folks, I got a microphone I got to stay in contact with. So, hey, it is what it is, y'all. This is what you do when you get to do live radio, which is kind of how we do it. So anyway, son, that's really good news on that moringa. And also, folks, it's also a demonstration of why microclimates matter. It's also part of the reason then that one of those demonstration sites that we're doing alongside the river where we're cleaning everything up, why we situated those figs up next to that stone wall they had over there. Same exact reason. So it can sit here and bank all this heat during the day. And then on these freezing temperatures, like right now, I want to say it's got to be in the, maybe high 20s or something out here right now. Folks, this is blowing my mind. I was outside yesterday with no shirt on all day. So, I mean, yeah, explain that one. Oh, I know.
Is it snowing?
Yeah, it was snowing a little while ago. I'll tell you who can explain it. Dane Wigington, apparently, you know, he was a guest on here two or three times so far. He was just on with Tucker Carlson today. So, yeah, Denise made me aware of it. And then everybody knows me and Dane are friends. And then Raul, my friend from the Firmamental podcast, he said he's on there. So I definitely got it. I'll definitely check it out when I get a chance. But today's been a busy day. William and I had a podcast with Pat Miletich on his show that's going to be coming out here before long. And I got to say, my son hit it out of the park, y'all. You know, it's your son, you did a fantastic job. And even Pat said so. He's like, man, where'd you feed this kid? And I'm like, well, we sent him off to a penal colony. So
thanks, Dad. Believe it or not, that like of all the interviews and like speaking engagements and stuff like that, that was the only one where I had like a certain level of anxiety about. I have no idea why.
Well, I don't know, but you knocked it out of the park. Maybe because you were talking to a former world champion UFC world champion, maybe because this guy's probably trained more champions than anybody else. I mean, he's a sharp dude, y'all. So when his podcast comes out, you're probably going to want to check it out because he does good stuff. Well, Steve is saying 16. Whoa, 16 there at 4,000 feet in Nash County. Y'all, look, I'm just going to keep it real the best way I know how. I'm out there, no shirt, no clothes on hardly, because I'm out here trying to get as much vitamin D as I possibly can. Of course, we've talked ad nauseum about the importance of that. And I'm out there getting all the vitamin D I possibly can get. And I ain't got nothing on. Bare feet, no shirt, no nothing. They go spraying that junk through. And then lo and behold, what happens? Here it is. We get, and everybody else is getting it too. The wind's just picked up just right off the bat. And I'm sure everybody's getting hit with it right now. But folks, this stuff is not, like I said, I don't even know what Dane said on the show, but I'll bet money he's probably addressing some of this stuff. So, yeah, you'll want to check that out when you get a chance. So, as far, and I'm going to have a couple of strategies, I think, to help mitigate, like William was talking about, some of the effects of some of this really, really cold weather. But for him to have Moringa down there in East Texas, that's pretty impressive when you got this kind of weather. So that's something else. Yeah, keep everybody abreast of that, sons, because some other, I mean, Moringa, folks, is one of those trees where you can eat everything on it. And if you can go ahead.
The thing that shocked me was that you can purify water with the seeds. Like, you can take the seeds, you can crush them up a little bit, and then you can throw them in some dirty contaminated water, and then it cleans out, like, what is it, 98% or 99.8% of the contaminants within the, not just sediment, but also, like, bacteria and stuff like that. It's seriously a miracle tree.
It really is. It really is. And that's Moringa oleifera. There's other cultivars of Moringa, but I know the one that's really beneficial. I'm not saying they're all not beneficial, but the Moringa oleifera is the one you're looking for the folks that want to know. Okay, so what we got going on around here, your mom knew this weather was coming, so she commenced to clean out the greenhouse. When I say clean it out, folks, I'm getting, like, tomatoes and stuff that are still there, and doggone it. Oh, that's a dog. Hey, get at it. Oh. Man. Boy, I'm telling you, I don't know what's going on all day. Gremlins, I don't know what else is going on. I'm hearing stuff, like, rattling around, and this dog's over here acting up. Michelle, could you please come get this animal?
My dog is acting up, too. She's in here in the room with me, and usually she just sleeps on her bed and is acting just fine, but now she's, like, searching through the room as if there's... what is happening today?
Well, I don't know. The powers that shouldn't be. So maybe, you know, we need to get back to blessing this thing before we get started. Because, boy, like I said, who even knows these days? Anyway, she cleared out the greenhouse. And then, folks, here's what she's doing with the stuff. Now, I've talked about this before, and I'm going to go into greater detail right now. So everything that's in that greenhouse is going to be fermented. And I mean everything. All the way down to the beets she just pulled up and a bunch of other things. Well, even the tomatoes she pulled up out of there, she's making some fermented salsa. I ain't never had that before, but I'll be giving it the old college try. Here's why. And we covered just a little bit of it when Logan from Sowing Prosperity was on the podcast. Okay, so I'm constantly tweaking my diet and the things I'm doing around here to try to do the very best I can in terms of health. I ain't getting no younger. So I just as well, you know, do the best I can. And part of it is when you ferment the food, you're capturing, I'm simplifying this to a great deal. When you ferment the food, you're capturing the microbes, obviously, in that fermented food. And you're to a greater extent, you're capturing sunlight. Let's just look at it that way. And you're releasing it over time. It's in stasis, essentially. And then when you eat it, you're getting the benefits of all that beneficial bacteria. I'll tell you, another person that really put me even closer to this was Dr. Sabine Hazen's son. You remember her from the Healing for the Ages conference?
Yep.
I sat here telling your mom before I went on here. I was like, okay, there was a number of other people out there in that audience, but I wonder how many other people are actually doing any of the stuff that these doctors suggested. I can't speak for everybody else, but I know I am. And not to say you do it all at once, but she is one of those gut doctors who is an absolute dynamo. I've heard her before. I've heard her information before. And the bacillus bacteria that she was talking about is something that all these people that have the least amount of chronic health issues, or the people that are really, really good in terms of longevity, their bodies are filled with it. Well, their guts in any way. And so they're looking at, what are these people doing? Well, first of all, like I said, folks, it's going to take a second to unfold as to why I'm doing what I'm doing, but it might be a blessing and a helpful thing for you as well. Now, everybody goes on about the benefits of fermented food, but son, I'm going to ask you, and I know I'm catching you flat-footed here, but I know you can handle it. What's the benefit of making compost locally?
Well, it's that you get the indigenous microbes to your area. If you take, like you've said before, if you take an Eskimo and then you drop him off in Panama, he's going to die. And you put him to work, he's going to die. Same thing if you take somebody from Panama and you put him up in Alaska and put him to work, he's going to die. Same thing with your microbes. If I buy, even if it's like super high quality compost, if I buy it from all the way like Dr. Lane Ingham over in Oregon, they're going to die in this Texas heat because they're not adapted to that.
Same. Now, why wouldn't it be the same exact thing when it comes to our bacterial health in our guts? So what I'm saying is, if I'm sitting here eating Bubby sauerkraut, which I like, but it's made up in Canada. I sat there looking on the jar. I was like, man, I wonder where this stuff is made from. But it ain't nowhere close. It has nowhere near the signature of what my body needs because it's not made here. So I'm like, this is stupid. Why am I buying sauerkraut when I know we can make it, or kimchi, or whatever the case may be, whatever folks want to call it. So we sat here, pulled everything from the garden, got cabbage, got all. I mean, I told your mom and I said, show me how you do it. Because she makes great sauerkraut, and it's not like that garbage I grew up with that's in a can that people would put on hot dogs. Folks, if you haven't tasted real sauerkraut, you don't know what it is. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
It's not off-putting. Anyway, that's exactly what William said about the compost. Why would it be any different for our microbes? So why am I eating something that is adapted for Canada down here in Mars Hill, North Carolina? That don't make any sense. So how much better is it going to be for me? And obviously, it's even going to taste better if I'm using, folks, even if you ain't growing it, go to the farmer's market. They're still open in a lot of places right now. Go over there, find somebody who's actually doing it right, they ain't spraying no junk on it, no glyphosate, no nothing else. Find somebody who's doing it right. Go buy what they have. Go ferment it at your home. It ain't going to get, and then honestly, what's happening there, the beneficial stuff that's floating around there, it's going to wind up in there. And you're going to be the better for it. So I said all that to say that, yes, we're taking the stuff out of the greenhouse. I told her, ferment everything. After what I learned from Dr. Hazen, son, you were there right there in the audience. I'm like, okay, if you know better, you should do better. Now I know better. And instead of buying sauerkraut that somebody else made, this is stupid, man. All it is three ingredients, cabbage, salt, and water. And I guarantee the salt they're using ain't better than the stuff I get from Dr. Will. So yeah,
that stuff is off the hook.
Yeah. I mean, that salt, I sat here and I dip it like Copenhagen. I mean, I'm dead serious. Like, for example, when I know I didn't take in enough salt, instead of putting it in water like I'd normally do, I just take a pinch of it like it's Copenhagen. And I sat here, I put it in my lip or whatever, and I'll get my salt that way. But yeah. This is exactly what I'm talking about, folks. So for folks out there that may be having some mental issues, which always are tied to your gut, just ask Dr. Hazen. Folks that are dealing with all kinds of other chronic issues, maybe this is one easy, simple way that can help you get through that. So my diet through the winter is going to be a winter diet, which is going to basically consist. Now, we just yanked up a bunch of potatoes out here. Okay, I grew them here. They got an electromagnetic barcode that's made for my body right here. Okay, I can eat those. Everything else I find that we got around here, I'm eating it. And outside of potatoes, meat, okay, right there. I mean, that's a meal. I mean, but you also want to try to eat things in order. And for those of you that may be diabetics or maybe at risk for something like that, you want to check out the woman called the Glucose Goddess and the information that she's found out. Now, it's also in line with a lot of other people out here who are saying the same thing. So when you eat, if you're like me, let's say you fast, I fast every day for at least 16 hours, usually up to 20, sometimes 24, it could be 36. It all depends. So when you're coming out of that fast, I'll break it with some bone broth, with some fat in there. And that fat is local. Okay. Local farmers, local butter, whatever the case may be. Put that in there. Okay. You don't have to eat it all at once. And then the next meal, the next thing you ought to take in would be fermented vegetables. And what that's going to do is blunt the force of the other stuff you're about to eat. So let's say you're going to eat ice cream. You want to eat ice cream. Okay. Start with, well, you at least want to have some fermented or some kind of vegetables in there. Okay. That roughage is going to prevent any glucose spikes. Folks, it's all out there. This is why we got the Healing for the Ages conference coming up. This is exactly the kind of stuff you're going to learn, and you're going to learn so much more. I'm just giving you a spitball version of how you could be doing this. So my diet over the winter, for the most part, not 100% of the time, but I'd say, you know, the Pareto principle, 80-20, probably 90-10 if it's me. I'm going to be eating meat that was grown here. I'm going to be eating fermented vegetables that were grown here. I'm going to be eating potatoes that were grown here. Every bit of it grown right here. So when it's in season, I'm going to eat it. When it ain't, I won't. Notwithstanding my, you know, my Saturday ice cream thing. But yeah, son, you were going to say?
Yeah. Speaking of doctors, I had somebody email me and ask me if there was like a concise, like not a necessarily concise, but just a compilation or collection of Dr. Jack Cruz's work anywhere. Like, is there a book somewhere talking about the information? Is there like a podcast where he gives like the whole protocol, or is it kind of like what you've talked about in the past where you've just watched everything he's done and then you've compiled all the information yourself?
I think Logan at Sewing Prosperity actually did that very thing, but I've watched, I mean, when I'm sitting here and I got time to spare, and I'm being really careful about that here lately, and that's exactly what we're going to talk about. Yeah, I listened to, okay, what did I miss? What else can I learn? And because everything he's talking about is already in line with a lot of what we do decentralized in permaculture, it makes sense to me. Now, I do have my disagreements on other issues, and but where it comes to his philosophy on health, I'm like, okay, wow, how many times, son, have we said you move closer to nature, you'll get 10 steps right back to you?
Just said it today.
Yeah. I mean, and that's exactly what I'm finding out. That's exactly why I'm changing up my diet through the winter to be a winter diet. I mean, it's what I'm able to produce locally. It ain't got to be you, folks. It could be somebody close to you that you trust. But anybody dealing with any mental issues or any kind of anxiety, whatever the case may be, you might want to consider the work of Dr. Sabine Hazen. And these are the kinds of people, folks, that we are out there looking for. And it's, I kind of alluded to it a moment ago, the thing with Dane, where with all this junk they're dropping from the sky, folks, I'm looking for every single edge we can possibly have, because look, I mean, I am not trying to be a negative person here. I'm really not. But the bottom line is, I don't know how, I can't find a polite way of saying that if these people have their way, they'll kill you. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know a polite way of saying that. I really don't. So I spent way more time on that than I expected to. But the only other things that we got going up, well, I can't say the only other things. Going to be putting some roosters in the freezer here sometime this week, because apparently it's going to be back to t-shirt weather here before too long. Be getting that done. Saw a nice buck up there on the ridge. I'm probably going to take him out. Saw him up the mountain. And then outside of that, one more thing, folks, and this is not being negative. I just want to get to the good news a little bit early, because believe it or not, I think it is good news. One more thing before I get into it. Well, you know what? I'll save that part for good news. Anyway, Richardson Nutrition Center. We got a link for it down below. Perma will get you 10% off. And you know what those guys are all about. And we've talked about it probably in every single podcast. So I'm not going to go into it right now, but I eat these apricot seeds at least 12 a day. And if you go to the website, you'll find out the reasons why. Because if I say it here, we'll get our third strike. How about that? All right, next one.
Real quick, Dad, that buck, when you're shooting that buck on that slope, remember what happened when we shot that pig that one time and it tumbled all the way down to the
mountain? Already know it's about to happen. Already know it's about to happen. Because I was sitting there, I was looking out the bedroom window, and I'm like, oh, yeah, you be there when right. you know what I was going to do, and I'm not doing this to be cute. I'm telling you, son, I almost thought about using the 30-06 on it. Obviously I'd need to use a 30-30 because it's a brush gun. You know, I was thinking about using the 06 on him just to show what a 30-06 actually does through the toughest, hardest part of an animal. But then again, if I got to sit here and talk you into this, if you don't know already, then me showing you ain't going to make no difference. So anyway, Buck's probably going in the freezer, and I was going to use a 30-06 just to show you what that looks like. But I don't even know how I could even do it, because if I even show it on YouTube, they'll probably strike us for that. I mean, they're looking for anything to try to get us out there. But it was funny because I was in a Freedom meeting yesterday, and the people were talking about, two guys got up there that were speaking and said, ain't no way no 30-06 did that. And I'm like, oh, okay, I guess I was one of the first to say it, and everybody called me a conspiracy nut. Okay, here we go. Anyway, Wave Watch. Billy, 100 will get you $100 off this baby right here. Oh, you got yours on too, son?
Yep.
Yeah, I got this thing blinging like a disco ball right now if you're watching. But anyway, Billy, 100 will get you $100 off. A thousand frequencies on there, rather. And folks, we only bring in the stuff I know that works. So I couldn't be more happy with this. Anyway, we're going to jump right into the good news, because I spent more time talking about some of this stuff than I intended, but hopefully it was a blessing to you. Right off the bat, I'm going to really try to condense this. Okay, so good news. And folks, bear with me, because I'm really saying this is good news. Trump getting booed the other day at that football game was good news, believe it or not. It really was. I truly believe it was. Because that guy's never been booed to that extent in his life. Yeah, he had the offhand boos here and there, and he could single that person out and say, oh, they're a plant, whatever the case may be. But people were fundamentally – now, I love how all the people came out of the woodwork saying, well, these people should be so ashamed of themselves, you know, booing the soldiers. No, they were booing him. These were – look, folks, when a president makes an appearance like this, everything is calculated. And I mean everything. There are no accidents. They're not going to put him in a place where they know that he is going to have, where it's going to be an awful photo op. Not going to happen. They didn't expect this. And the reason why I'm saying that's a positive thing, the reason why I'm saying that's good news, is that now all of a sudden, these people pulling the levers up here are now realizing that a big part of his base right now they have absolutely denounced him. They have gone, which might actually mean that he might start doing, and I mean, it's a big might, that maybe he might start doing what's in the interest of the American people, not giving $500 billion, $500 billion to oligarchs the day he gets in the office, but everybody's already forgotten about that. And I could go down a long laundry list of all the blatant open betrayals. He'll throw a couple of crumbs out there, and then people are like happy. But folks are not feeling it anymore. So I'm going to call that good news, because maybe this might have a way of making him see the light, and the people that are controlling him to see the light and realize you better start doing what's in the best interest of you're a year in. I mean, well, not technically, but you know, roughly you're about a year in, and your base is dropping off faster than nothing. I mean, like nothing I've ever seen before. So, son, would you call that good news?
Yeah, I would say that's good news. But there's one speech that like nobody pays attention to that he gave. Like,
let me guess, is it snake speech?
Nope, not that one. Okay. Also alarming, but not that one. It's the one at that Christian breakfast. You know what I'm talking about? It's like I can't remember what it's called, but it's like the national breakfast or whatever, and then they have like this Christian group comes in and they do the prayer and all that stuff. And he was telling everybody to like, hey, pull through, you need to vote. Don't worry, this is the last time you'll ever have to vote. It's like,
oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody forgets that part for some reason, or I haven't heard very many people talking about that part. That should be a little alarming. Like, what do you have planned where we no longer have to vote anymore?
Nobody ever talks about it, but what always troubled me from the day he did it, I mean, this is, everybody assumed he was talking about Hillary Clinton. I wasn't so sure because he never said it. Where it was the snake poem, folks. I mean, you'll have to go search that one. But look at Trump doing the snake poem. He did it more than once. Was he talking about himself? Because everybody assumed he was talking about Hillary Clinton, but I can't find a single thing where he says he's talking about Hillary Clinton, which we all know she's a snake. I mean, that woman's killed more people than smallpox. So, I mean, it wasn't a hard stretch for people to think that, but he never said it, never implied it. So I was like, okay, is he talking about himself? I don't know. But anyway, hopefully that's going to be good news. So here's another one. Melatonin mania, why parents need to rethink children's sleep aids. Folks, I had no idea. I had zero idea how many people were putting their kids on melatonin to get them to go to sleep. And when you listen to, once again, I'll probably be using his name a number of times, Jack Cruz, and not just him, but all the Healing for the Ages doctors, man, I had no idea how many people were using melatonin. Folks, that's a hormone. You got to be a little bit, you need to be really careful about that. You want to improve your kid's sleep, honestly. You see what William and I are wearing right now? These are blue light blockers. Also, there are apps you can get for their computers called Iris. There's another one. The name escapes me. Or there's a computer out there that you can buy. It's called the Daylight Computer, where it puts off no blue light. Honestly, I'll put it this way. I'd say most of you watching me right now are blue light toxic, meaning that there is so much blue light coming at you at times. Okay, what did we just talk about in nature? When do you get blue light in nature? It's the rarest color in nature. I bet you didn't know that. When do you get it? Son, do you know when?
Like right when the sun is the highest.
Yes, when sun is at high noon. Basically, that's when you're getting your vitamin D, is when the sun, and I'm simplifying it, but just to keep it really simple, that's when you're getting blue light in nature. But the powers that shouldn't be have intentionally put all of these compact fluorescents, these LEDs, and all these other lights, you know, the ones that Obama demanded that everybody had to have. Yeah, there's a reason for that. Even as a journeyman electrician, when they came out with it, I'm like, this is the most insane thing I've ever heard in my life, because the reasons they're saying make zero sense. You're telling me this is, we're going to save power on this? Hold on. First of all, we got a problem with disposal. Okay, there's that problem. Number, because compact fluorescents were the first ones that came out with. And then here's the other big problem. When you do an energy audit on the house, your light bulbs are the least of your problems. It's your heating and air, it's your washer or dryer, things like that that are far worse than the lights. Now, incandescent lights, the old-fashioned Edison type, they give off full spectrum. Yeah, your body can work with that. But your body never works like when you're out in nature. The sun never gives off just one spectrum of light. Okay, it gives different wavelengths at different times of day. Like in the morning, it's very healing. That red light that's coming off of there, kind of, you know, if you got a red light panel in your house, okay, it mimics that. So, and then, you know, in the morning and evening, by the way, that's when you get some of the most healing effects of sunlight. That's why it's beneficial for anybody out there dealing with anything. Look at the sun directly at the or. Wait, let me say it this way. I look at the sun directly at it 15, 30 minutes every single day if I can see it, if they didn't block it out. So in the morning and the evening, depending on the level of illness. But when they take these light bulbs and they put them in your house, now you're getting blue light, which is telling your body, awake, 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 awake. Every time your kid opens up one of these computers, awake, awake, awake. That's what it's telling their bodies. Every time you open up your phone, every single time, awake, 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 awake. And then, you know, if you think I'll just cover up my eyes and I'm good, well, it doesn't work that way. Your skin has everything on your body has these receptors. And so that is exactly why the biggest reason that kids are having to use melatonin right now is because they're getting a fire signal when they should be going to sleep. That's why in the evening, if you can help it, I think Denise said something about those hurricane lamps or whatever. I think that's what she called them. Denise, if you can remember what they were, maybe put that in the chat, where you can use those lamps at night. It's natural lighting. Like right now, you know, it's cold, but the fireplace is kicking. Okay, I can use that light off of there because it's got a glass front on it, even though it's refracting it to some extent. But I think you get the point. Anyway, everybody's having to use melatonin on their kids because they're blue light toxic. They're going into a environment at school. They're look at the Sarasota school experiment, folks. It shows you right there. And that was back in the 70s when they show, you can find it on YouTube. Look at that experiment and look what happens when they had these kids under unnatural light and then opened the windows. The kids that were the most out of control, roguish, all of a sudden just, you know, were in lockstep, man. They were paying attention. They were alert. They were paying, you know. So anyway, didn't mean to go that much into it. Seems like I've been saying that a lot here lately. But the point being, get them out of the blue light. I've changed everything up in this house as I possibly can. And in fact, I was going to talk to William about starting this podcast an hour early just so we're not getting bombarded with, yeah, I got studio lights in here. I obviously got a neon light behind me, okay?
Yeah, that's fine with me. Let's start it an hour early because it gets dark right when we start this podcast where I am. And it's already dark where you start.
Exactly why we really need to rethink this thing for the time being. And for health reasons, folks, and we got to start with ourselves. So I ain't going to be any blessing to y'all if I can't be a blessing to myself and honestly lead by example. And that's exactly what we're trying to do. Now, the last good news story, and this is for the women, breast cancer. Existing NHS drug shows promise in preventing breast cancer in high-risk women. Okay, when you go down and read this article, I'm not even going to... Doggone it, I thought this dog was over here licking my feet. I was like, what on earth? So, anyway, and we got all kinds of crazy stuff going on around here right now. Anyway, NHS, they got this drug, and of course, there's so many of them that they keep on the shelves, folks. They don't, of course, there's a reason why they didn't want to tell you about ivermectin for the longest time. There's a whole lot of reasons why I can't tell you about Richardson Nutrition and what they're all about and why you should consider some of their stuff that is insanely cheap. In addition to that, I got that article to talk about really something else. So they're talking about some drug, but you know, can you go to nature? Can you go to what the good Lord put out there? Yeah, you can. I had Jonathan Otto on this show talking about the effects of red light and on breast cancer and how, whether you're using red light therapy panels, which, you know, on days like today where they block out the sun. Yeah. I'm using Spurdy. I'm using red light. I'm using all these things that I would prefer not to use if I had an option to get the real thing, because there is no substitute for the sunlight. So ladies in general, especially these that they're calling high risk, if you can get out there in the sun, and obviously you don't want to be walking around town this way, but if you can discreetly expose yourself in the morning and midday, whenever you're able to do it, your breast to the sunlight, folks, I'm not trying to get creepy here, act all weird, but man, there's a whole lot of folks succumbing to this stuff. One William and I were just talking about the other day, I won't bring up on this podcast.
Yeah.
And there is a massive reluctance to do. I mean, you'll sit here and listen to this butcher. Doctor caused death is number three. Okay. Doctor induced death is number three on the list. So I'm going to go to them first, but okay, just, I guess it's a bridge too far to tell a lady, hey, go out there, put your boobs in the sun. I don't know how to say this any other way. Get as much sunlight on them as possible, and it's a high likelihood, and Jack Cruz has once again talked about this extensively. He's talked about how it basically makes you impervious to ever getting it just by getting sunlight on your breasts. I mean, that...
Yeah. Okay. You might be thinking, hey, this is going to be a little uncomfortable. This is going to be a little embarrassing potentially. And not even that people might be seeing you, just because you're just being naked outside is a new thing. But is chemo more or less comfortable? Or all these different like poking and prodding, you know, methods that the doctors use, is that more comfortable or is that less comfortable? Is losing all of your hair more or less comfortable? Put it in perspective and think of it that way. Thank you, yeah, Bill Zegley.
Yeah, thanks, Bill, for putting that in there. He's talking about the seeds. Anybody can see it on the screen. I obviously can't say it, or who knows what they'll do with the feed. Anyway, yeah, that's one of those things. And then there's other things out there, like I guess I can say the word ivermectin now. And you check out that doctor up in Canada who is curing stage 4. I mean, some of the worst conditions out there. And there's a number of others out there. Folks, there are healing modalities that totally exist. And, you know, they're not going to tell you about that. Like maybe you don't even have to get it in the first place. That's why I'm talking about these apricot seeds, folks. That's exactly why I'm looking into this. Read Edward Griffin's book, The World Without Cancer. Folks, they're trying to prune. They're trying to trim the fat any way they possibly can. And I'm trying to do anything I can to keep it on you. Pun intended. But yeah, back to the breast cancer thing. Folks, just get out there. I don't know what circumstances you live in, but I'm all over Michelle every chance I possibly can. Like, hey, you need to get out there and get it done. I mean, you can do this discreetly. Obviously, you want to. But folks,
right.
Would you? Or, I mean, if you're that concerned about it, go get a red light therapy panel. I mean, we've talked about them before. But why not? The sun's free and it's better. I mean, the best red light therapy panel in the world ain't no comparison to the sun. The Lord put it up there for us.
Now, does the duration depend on your skin type again, as far as like breast cancer prevention and whatnot?
See, I don't know anything about that. This article isn't really talking about that. And you want to try, obviously, to depending on your haplotype and your Fitzpatrick type. Your Fitzpatrick type is your skin type. It's basically, depending on what scale you use, it's 1 through 6. To give you a basis of comparison, I'm a Fitzpatrick 5. William is a Fitzpatrick 4. Michelle is a Fitzpatrick 2. So the lighter you are, the lower you are on the scale. The darker, like a Kenyan, would be a Fitzpatrick 6. So, yeah. So it depends on where you fall within there. Your body's going to tell you what you need, I think. I really believe that. So, yeah, go find a discreet place in the backyard or whatever you got to do, man. Nobody's going to keep me. You want to be clearly discreet about some of this stuff, but man, this is really important stuff, folks. And this is why it is. I mean, this is why I'm spending time talking about this stuff. You'll see a little thread here that's been weaved. Okay. Everything from the very beginning, you'll see that. And I gotta rely on you guys to be able to see between the lines, because I can't openly state things here, especially of a medical nature. And I was talking to a doctor earlier today about that very thing and why we can't do it. All right, y'all, that was a third good news subject. So, lady, go out there and put those puppies in the sun. With that said, we're going to talk to my man, Eric Sider.
Hey, Eric Sider here with your PimpCast tip of the day. Today's tip, it's a small world after all. As we lose more freedoms and the net of restrictions keeps shrinking, setting up resilient local communities is going to be absolutely critical. We can all see where the psychopathic Muppets want this to go. Total control over what we all think, say, eat, buy, and travel. It will all be presented as convenience at first, of course. Don't want to comply? Well, you get to wait in this long-ass line. Or you have less choice of what to buy or where you can go. Air travel, driving on public roads, accessing the internet, using a phone can all be taken away. So imagine you can only travel as far as you can walk, ride a bike or a horse, maybe a vehicle if you can produce your own fuel. We used to have cars that ran on compressed air. So a byproduct of setting up community-wide top-down water harvesting systems is the ability to produce your own natural compressed air. Bill Mollison talked about having an earth bank for your community. Kind of like a local Home Depot that only carries very durable and simple items not easily producible locally. Faucets, windows, pumps, small machines, etc. This is why permaculture is the only option moving forward. It accounts for all of this. The designer's manual is essentially a manual for creating and maintaining human settlement. Everything practical and provable is included. So if you don't want to be herded into open-air prisons like Gaza, then we all need to get loose creating resilient local communities of abundance or get lost in Simpville. I am very honored to be included in the new podcast by Jeff Lawton. So if you want to check that out, head over to Discover Permaculture on YouTube. An audio-only version should be soon available for all the podcast platforms. And of course, if you're in need of permaculture t-shirts, the official pimp gear of the PimpCast, or remote permaculture consultation and design, head over to ericsider.com.
Well, apparently that was a repeat. I thought Michelle put in the latest one, but that was the one we played last time. But it doesn't hurt to hear it a second time, so I guess we got a backup for Thursday. Anyway, man, as I was kind of looking through, I want to thank Eric once again for all the contributions he does for this show. I mean, he's, folks, the guy, he's truly a selfless man, and he does incredible things without any thought of reward. So, yeah, he does more than everybody will know out there. What I didn't realize, Martha is over here saying, I was told do it until your skin starts to blush. Okay, apparently a lot of ladies already know about this sort of thing. Do it till your skin starts to blush a little. That's probably, I think that's part of Jack Cruz's, he's talking about building a solar callus, and that's part of what he suggests. So I think you're right on the money there. And then Brenda Bodwin says, I get naked in the backyard all on and off each year. Nobody can see me. I didn't know it was healthy. Well, see, maybe that's just your body telling you, hey, get loose or get lost.
Why were you getting naked then? If you didn't know it was healthy, it just felt like it.
No, honestly, there is. I'll be honest with you. When I first started doing it, I was like, man, this is the most uncomfortable thing I ever did in my life. That's why nobody's ever going to tell me. Nobody, I don't care what anybody says, nobody's ever going to tell me being a stripper is normal or being involved in pornography is normal. I'm at my own place, and I was so self-conscious of doing it the first time. I was like, man, I'm looking around. There ain't nobody around here. And I'm looking around like, man, somebody's got to be watching right now. I've never been more self-conscious in my life. So you just, at first you're like, okay, this is weird. And then finally, man, I got to be careful, man. I'm like ready to go down there and go get the mail. Because I'm so used to it, I'm not wearing anything. I'm not doing it to be voyeuristic or some weirdo or something like that. I'm just knowing when I find out the benefits of doing something, I'm like, okay, now clearly this was not something ever meant to be doing in public. I mean, clearly, I don't think anybody here needs to be told that. But it's kind of cool that folks are already onto it already. So getting back to nature of the natural way, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So I want to get into this next one. So I did a front porch talk yesterday right before church. And, you know, when I say church, folks, I do mine online. I can't seem to find a local church that that doesn't have some hireling up in the pulpit that I'm just not crazy about. So I do it online with Scipio Eruditus and a number of others that are also involved in it. So anyway, oh, before I get to that, EMP Shield, $50 off with promo code PERMA. Okay, so back to it. All right, I had in my mind, and your mom was telling me, you know what, I think you ought to go ahead and do a front porch talk on, because I was having this pep talk with her regarding a couple of things. And I was also talking to myself as well. And you kind of take, if you're a thinking person, you should take stock every once in a while about the thoughts you're thinking. You should do it every day, multiple times a day. And doing the work I do, it's kind of important that I stay abreast of what's going on, forgive the pun, after what we were just talking about, but it's kind of important that I stay abreast to the happenings going on in the world. But I have got to be very, very careful about how I titrate that into my brain. You have got to be very careful about it, especially if you're me, especially when you were brought up in a world where you were just surrounded day and night by negativity from your parents and everything else in your environment. So when you're aware of that, you got to start doing better. Like I told you a moment ago, okay, I just learned this new thing. Well, now I don't have any excuse. I got to put it to work. Well, it's the same thing when it comes to our mind. And I started realizing, you know, man, I spent more time talking about these negative things without necessarily always giving you a positive antidote to some of these things, that, you know what, I'm going to go back to spending a lot more time. So for every one negative thing I put into my brain, I'm putting twice as much positive. And I was already doing that, folks. I spend a fair amount of time doing my Bible memorization, my Bible study. I do it every single day. These are non-negotiables for me. And despite all that, you do that, you check it off your list, so to speak, and then I go putting poison into my head because I feel like I got to know what's going on. But there is a way to titrate that stuff. There is. And when you start, that's why I wanted to call this embracing the positive, you know, training your mind like you train your soil and going to maybe greater detail than what I did on the front porch. Now, when I'm on that front porch and I'm speaking extemporaneously, I can be more reflective. And obviously, I've thought about it a little bit before I got up there. Here, it's a more extemporaneous kind of thing where, you know, just comes out. I don't prepare a whole lot. I do, but I'm not reading the teleprompter clearly. So, you know, it's just going to come out the way it does. But you find yourself, that's why I said we're so easily, in the experiment I did, if you watch that whole video, I did a little experiment at the end. So were you able to watch that video at all?
I haven't checked it out yet, no.
Okay, so what I did at the end of the video, I asked everybody, close your eyes for a minute, take a deep breath. And then I counted 1,001, 1,002. And I said, before I did that, I said, I want you to imagine the worst case scenario. And I gave them 3 seconds to do it. And then I said, okay, now open your eyes. Now I want you to close them again, take another deep breath, and I want you to imagine absolute bliss. I want you to imagine the wildest abundance of your mind. And instead of 3 seconds, I gave them 6 seconds. And then when I came back, I said, I'll bet money most of you couldn't do it. And the reason why I knew that is because I did it on myself. I didn't just go out there, you know, cold turkey and like, okay, let's just pull this one out of the hat. I'm a person working on it and have been proactively working on it. So how is it? Once again, it takes so little effort. In fact, you don't even need to work on it. The enemy's constantly bombarding you, telling you, you ain't good enough. You ain't this, you ain't that. You're never going to be, you know, that's what you're dealing with all day. If you're me anyway, I don't know what's going on in your mind, but those thoughts are not hard to come by, but they are thoroughly learned, and they are learned so deeply that even with practice, it still takes effort to imagine bliss when you've been programmed with so much negativity. So that's why I said it's always, you know, it's always so easy to cultivate a bad outcome to anything that it is, you know, the good. So why is it so easy to believe that the world's falling apart, but you can't believe that you can get your life put back together? I mean, people are so addicted to negativity, and myself to a certain, I mean, in my real life, folks, when I get on this podcast, I'm sitting here telling you about the things going on in the world and the things I think you ought to be worried about and all that stuff. But I'm like, man, I'm not giving you guys an accurate representation. I'm really not, because when I walk away from this mic, I'm as happy as a clam. But I got to thinking, man, I may be giving the impression that I'm not that guy, because it's taken a lot of work. And I'm like, okay, I need to really, really address this thing. Yeah, I can still cover some of these tougher topics, but not get so entwined. I mean, look, folks, I don't need to be adding to your burden, okay? I mean, you get it every single day, whether it's from news, social media, even your own family conversations. I mean, I'm thankful that I'm married to someone who I can actually have these conversations with, but I know a lot of you aren't, because I read your emails, okay? You ladies especially that reach out and say, man, can I get this guy to quit watching football long enough to even have a conversation about something that matters?
Tell him it's gay. Watching men play with another sport is gay.
Oh, that's a good one there, son. But, you know, when you get down to brass tacks, just like poor soil conditions can kill seedlings that you put out there, well, negative thoughts have the same exact potential. I mean, I'm trying to make some parallels here with farming to really make the point stick. I mean, I'm dead serious. I mean, it's the same thing with your ideas. You put them in fertile ground, good ideas in the good ground. Okay, they're going to stick. I mean, I know so many people treat it like it's some kind of scam, like it's too good to be true. But meanwhile, we all believe every doom in the headlines without question, for the most part. Well, most of us do anyway. And we don't even ask the critical question as to whether or not what we're being told is true. So, son, anything you want to add to that so far?
It's definitely not something that I've really intentionally thought of before. I will say, I wonder if there's a difference between growing up in a family that's awake and aware of what's going on versus growing up it, believing the lie at first and then having that wake up moment. Because like the current events, I understand that they're going on, and if I dwell on it too long, it will like keep me in a bad mood, but I still have the ability to focus on like, you know, like the chickens need to be fed at the end of the day. You know what I mean? I wonder if that plays a role with all of that. Like I'm able to listen to the current events without being able to having to dwell on them all day. Like it doesn't ruin my mood for the rest of the day. Like I understand they're going on. It pisses me off in the moment. And it's not like I just, you know, wipe it off to the side and just pretend it's not happening. I mean, I know I'm aware of it, but I've grown up in a family that's been aware of the current events. I wonder if that plays a role.
Yeah. I mean, when you grow, you just like you can't grow fruit in toxic soil. You know, the mental microbes, I guess you can call them, are fear and doubt. Then your thoughts aren't going to produce a whole lot of abundance if that's where you are. But I was thinking, okay, I have got to, well, first of all, I was laying myself a little bit bare when I talked about that. And when you do that sort of thing, there's always that person out there, whether, and they could be a bot for all I know. When you talk about things like that, where you're making yourself a little bit vulnerable, or maybe a lot vulnerable, there's going to be somebody that pounces on that. And it always happens. But you're doing it with the understanding that you're probably going to help more people than the embarrassment that it may cause you or the tough. If I could just help one person, man, that's good enough for me. And judging by the response, okay, yeah, some people were blessed by it, and I'm glad they were. But yeah, when you have these mental microbes that are in lousy soil, well, those microbes aren't going to produce much. But I just felt as if I've got to address this, because it has been the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my life, to sit here to come to terms with some of the awful things that happened in the house growing up, some of the awful things that were said, physical abuse, I mean, things like that, that all happened. You know, I don't think about them every day, but they do leave marks. Like I talked about my buddy whose girl left him for a Ferris wheel operator. You talk about a bad one there.
And then your buddy,
you got left for a carny, bro. That ain't helping your self-confidence any, man, but that is a country song, boy. I'm waiting for somebody to write that one up. But yeah, there's a way I know in these times, I was like, man, I'm listening to the podcast we're putting out, and I'm like, okay, I got to temper this a little bit with an understanding. That's why I wanted to talk about this, with an understanding that, hey, bad times are going to happen. And look, we probably got some bad ones on the way, but man, take some time and just kind of applaud some of the things you've done. I can honestly say, just in the things I was just talking about today, like for example, with the fermentation and all the other things I learned about gut bacteria, I am infinitely smarter this year than I was last year. I don't know. The worst offense anybody could ever say to me is, you haven't changed a bit. I've said that before. I mean, that is the most, people have said it to me because I've like laid myself bare and said that. Honestly, if you ever tell me that, I know you're lying, because I know I'm not the same person I was even 6 months ago, much less a month ago. And you're going to tell me I haven't changed a bit from the time you knew me 15 years ago. I'm not buying that, because I know that I've changed.
Or the people that get disappointed that you've changed too.
There you go. There you go. That's the ones right there where you may have moved on. And this is one of the issues I found with a lot of my Army buddies, is they're the exact person they were when I saw them last. And I'm not. I know that I'm not. In fact, I'm many magnitudes beyond the person they knew. And so you find yourself in this uncomfortable position a lot of times where you don't even know what to say, because you know what I mean? You come across this person you haven't seen in a while, and you don't even know what to say, because you're like, man, I've moved so far beyond that person, you know, that I don't even know the person in front of me right now. And that's exactly why I'm saying, folks, you got to compost your negative thoughts. Yeah. That's a good way of putting it. You got to replace every single Man, boy, that ought to be on a t-shirt now that I thought about it. You have got to compost. I was going to say compost the people, but
be on them. The thoughts, not the people.
Yeah. So you want to compost those negative thoughts, and you want to compost, or, you know, at least prune out of your life. I think you see the parallels here. Prune out of your life all the people that aren't going in that same direction. And that's one of the biggest ones right there, folks. I think that's going to probably be my next front porch talk, talking about those very same people, family or not. If you are not going in the same direction as I am, and I'm not saying we got to agree on everything, but if you are a net negative to my life, ain't going to be no holiday dinners together. I don't care who's coming. I don't care who's going to be there. I will not be at the table among people who bring me down. I'm just not going to do it. And people get in such a lousy mindset over the so-called holidays, and they just get melancholy, and they just don't know what to do, and the whole nine yards. Homie, don't play that. I'm just not going to be in a room with people who, I don't know, drunk Uncle Joe or whatever, he's going to get out here and say some nasty comments. I'm just not going to find myself there. I'm not meaning to offend anybody. I'm just not going to be in a room with people who bring me down. That's just how it's going to be. Life is entire. I see you shaking your head, son.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's some family members. I don't want to be too specific or anything like that, but there's some family members that don't bring anything positive to the table. Like, here's a good judge. Like, if you find yourself venting or ranting after hanging out with that person for maybe an hour, like if you feel the need to go blow off some steam afterwards, stop hanging out with that person. Stop giving time. No matter who the person is, like, you're not obligated to spend any of your time with anybody. I mean, other than, like, you know, obviously if you're married or if you have children or stuff like that. But, like, outside of that, like, you're not obligated to your most valuable resource is time. You're not obligated to spend that on anybody, especially if you find yourself just frustrated after hanging out with that person for however much time.
No, I'm right there with you. But, you know, to kind of bring this thing full circle, replace every what if it fails with what if it works. Okay, folks, that's a big takeaway there. I wanted to give you some takeaways that I got here. Daily gratitude practice. I talked about it. I don't know if I talked about it there or in a previous podcast, but when you wake up in the morning, folks, I'm telling you, this is super, super powerful, super powerful. List three things. I know Tony Robbins says he does it when he goes to bed, but I know Ed Milet says he does it when he gets up, or I may have that backwards. But why not do it both times? I mean, right when I told you, when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do is thank the Lord for waking me up. And then I do whatever part of my memorization, because it's like my memory my recall is phenomenal. For some reason, when I get up, I don't know how I figured that out, but it does work that way for me. But also maybe pick three small blessings or three big ones. You determine that. Folks, today was an especially good day for me mentally, and I'm going to tell you why. And I'm hoping this might help some folks out there in the sound of my voice. Remember, I did that video Sunday. Of course, it was heavily suppressed, but a lot of people still left comments. I got up today, and of course, I read every comment, and I try to answer. Look, folks, if I don't answer, it's because I didn't see it. It's not showing up on my end. They play those kinds of games. I just spent, I don't know how much time, blessing people in return. And so I did that this morning. Honestly, I get up early, and I was, you know, responding to a lot of you folks that responded to that video, and a lot of wonderful, fantastic comments. I just sat here spending my morning blessing you back. And so I'm like, here it is. It's nasty weather, snowing. You know, when you work outside for a living, folks, I mean, snow is no longer fun. Okay. That's cool when you're a kid and you can get in and out of it. But when you got to work outside, I mean, it kind of loses its luster, at least in my view. I just had a great day mentally because I just spent so much time blessing other people that were blessing us. And so maybe when it comes to that gratitude thing, I know that seems to be kind of cliche these days, but honestly, it works. Get up in the morning. You're going to have those nasty thoughts that come into your mind because you're going to be thinking the same thoughts you thought the day before and the day before and the day before. You do have control. Just say stop. And just say that. You can even say it audibly. Stop. Here's what I'm going to be thankful for. And honestly, I thank the good Lord for sending his only begotten son to die for my sins and that he's risen again and at his right hand. That's I multiple times throughout the day. I thank the good Lord for that. So just like good soil testing, you want to check what's feeding your mind. Garbage in, garbage out. And yeah, you can take in a certain amount of garbage, but you got to titrate it with the good as well. So just keep that in mind. It's anything you want to add to that, son?
Yeah. I mean, if you're watching like mainstream news channels, that's a good way to delete a whole lot of negative content in your life is just stop it. Just stop watching mainstream news channels.
Yeah. Like Necro Kitty saying, hey, Billy Dipper, quiet on my camel comment. Exactly. I thought that was a very interesting comment, by the way. It's one of those ones that you do remember. So, yeah, you were absolutely, you know. That's the beautiful thing about this is that when you're putting out, I'm like, okay, I put out a video that I hope might help somebody. You know, I was reflective right before church and the whole nine yards. I hope gave some good examples. And then you get all these wonderful comments. You respond to these people. And I'm like, man, I just sat here blessing people all day long. The same people that were blessing me. How cool is that? Folks, look, I'm not Pollyanna either. Look, when there's some stuff going down or some things I think you ought to know about, just like we talked about a little bit of heavy stuff right here, but I can't give you the antidote unless I talk about what the problem was. That problem being the cancer out there. And if you go back and listen to this program, I've given you a couple of potential strategies that you might consider. One of them involved going out there, being naked in the sun. There were other modalities as well. But yeah, I can't address, some people are, I don't want to hear the negativity. Well, go listen to Joe Rogan, okay? There's somebody else. I mean, he's bought and paid for. You can go listen to him. I'm going to give it to you the best way I know how. I'm going to give it to you solid. And hopefully I'm always going to try to be as honest as I can with you. So, hopefully that's a blessing to a lot of you. And then folks, one other thing I want to do, I started doing in my life as well. And I know we've gone a little bit long here, but I do want to point this out is, it was another little thing I got from Ed Milet. And it's also, you know, there's somebody, everybody in the sound of my voice right now, there's somebody in your phone right now. Somebody you think about, I mean, maybe not often, but they enter into your mind. And you thought, man, I haven't talked to so-and-so in a while. Maybe I'll, but you never get around to it. So what I've committed myself to try to do is reach out to people that maybe I haven't, like, for example, my buddy whose girlfriend ran off with a Ferris wheel operator. Tell him, hey, man, you're meant for great things. Because I know that guy struggles, and he struggles for a whole variety of reasons, but I talked about it in the video as to why. But maybe reach out to that person just out of the blue. Just bless him. Hey, it doesn't have to be sappy. Just like, you know, hey, okay, how many people are going to go to their graves and you're going to wish you said something you never did take the time to say, hey, I love you? Or I think, you know, every time I talk to Pat Miletich, I get off the phone, he says, hey, man, I love you. Every single time. And, you know, it seems weird at first, but then you're like, you know what? No, that isn't a hard thing to reciprocate, man. I do love you. And so anyway, reach out to maybe some of those people that you haven't talked to in a while. People that may mean something in your life. People that have, you know, maybe touched you in a big way or that maybe you just don't get to talk to very often. Just let them know you're thinking about them, if nothing else. I got that from Ed Milet, and I'm going to try to keep doing that. So I did it today. I'm going to keep doing it and just let people, hey, how you doing? If nothing else, hey, it's been a while. How are you doing? Or, hey, I love you. Wish the best for you and your family. Whatever the case may be. Just little blessings like that make all the difference. Let's just say they're having a bad time at work and they just want to go pull a Terminator on the entire place. You might be the person that talked them out of it. I mean, it could be something as simple or as catastrophic as that. So, I mean, who even knows at the end of the day? But, I mean, we're living in a weird world and we need to try to bless as many people as we possibly can, folks. And I'm trying to lead from the front as best I can on this. Yes, bless 360. Love does heal. Yeah, it does. And, anything else to add, son?
Yeah, another thing is, like, it's hard to be depressed after getting into scripture. I mean, just get in, like, maybe just a chapter. If you all only have time for a chapter, you'll notice, like, a huge difference in your attitude and your overall mood and stuff like that, especially after getting into scripture. I know, like, on our Bible studies and stuff, there have been times where I was getting into it kind of maybe frustrated I didn't get everything done that I wanted to for the day or whatever it may be, frustrated about whatever. And then by the end of the Bible study, it's like none of that even happened. It's like it's you're recentered and refocused on what actually matters.
I have the same reaction when it comes to prayer. There was a pastor that once said, you know, your whole life can be falling apart. And, you know, you get down on your knees and you pray. There may not be a single change in your situation, not one, but you feel better. And that's a start. That's a really, really good start. All right. Want to give a shout out and a hat tip to everybody in the house tonight. I want to also thank Denise at Renewed Homestead for handling the chat out there. Hopefully this was a blessing to some of y'all. And here it is. This dog just comes rolling right back up in the room like, hey, we're all done here, right? Can we play? Anyway. All right, y'all. Want to thank everybody. Until next time, you know the deal. Stay alert.
Stay alive.
Wisdom from Saul, permaculture dream, let the ideas unfold. I'm grooving with the truth, truth, feeling nature's truth, truth, truth. We've got the answers, all we need to do. Listen to the earth, they got us through. Let's see the shame, watch the world spin. From the smallest sprout to harmony begin in the cycle of life for the magic of life.